Layered motif writing with pads and stabs. Advanced level. This is one of those drum and bass skills that instantly makes a tune feel intentional, like it has a universe, not just drums and bass. In Rolling DNB, the drums and bass are the engine. Pads and stabs are the setting, the lighting, the personality. And at an advanced level, you don't write pads and stabs as separate nice layers. You write a single motif system, where the pad is your sustained harmonic identity, and the stab is your rhythmic punctuation and hook. Same story, two delivery methods. By the end of this lesson, you're building a DNB-ready motif rig, a three-layer pad stack, a 2-to-3-layer stab stack, MIDI that generates variations fast, and a section-based arrangement plan so your intro, drop, breakdown, and second drop feel connected without feeling cop-pasted. Alright, let's set the session up. Set your tempo to the classic pocket, 172 to 176. I'm going to pick 174 BPM. Now add groove, but do it with taste. Go to the groove pool and grab a subtle swing, like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58. Important move, apply it to stabs first, not pads. Pads usually want to stay straighter so the harmonic bed feels stable. The stabs get to dance. Next, workflow setup. Make a group called motif, pads plus stabs. This matters because later we want to automate the concept, not 20 separate lanes. If you take one thing from this lesson, it's that. Automate the story, not the wiring. Now we start where advanced motifs actually start. Harmony DNA. But I'm going to add a coach trick here. Before you even write full chords, sketch a motif spine as a top note. DNB listeners often latch onto one repeated upper tone that moves, by a step, or a tiny interval. So make an 8-bar guide melody, using literally 1 to 3 notes in the upper register. Don't overthink it. The goal is something you can hum after one loop. Then you harmonize under it. Now create a MIDI track called Pad Harmonic Core and load wavy-able or analog. Either works. Choose a key that supports weight. F minor is a classic. G minor is a classic. D sharp minor is darker and heavier. Let's go F minor for this. Write a minimal chord loop. 2 chords across 4 bars is not boring in DNB. It's powerful, because you're leaving room for rhythm and sound design. Here's a solid example in F minor. Bars 1 and 2, F minor at 9. So F, a flat, C, and add the G. Bars 3 and 4, D flat major 7 sharp 11. So D flat, F, a flat, C, and add the G again is that sharp 11 color. Notice what we just did. We created a shared tone, that G, across both chords. That's a pedal point feeling. It glues the whole motif together even when the chord changes. This is one of those subtle pro moves that makes pads and stabs feel like one language. Voicing rules. Keep most chord tones living roughly between C3 and C5. That keeps you out of the sub and low bass zone. And be careful in the 200 to 500 Hz region. That's where mud builds and where your snare body can live too. You can absolutely use tensions like ninths, 11ths, sharp 11, but use them like seasoning. If the chord is starting to sound like jazz homework, you've probably overchorded for DNB. If you want speed, use Ableton's MIDI chord device to audition voicings quickly, and the scale device to keep experiments locked in key. Those two devices are like guardrails for advanced experimentation. Cool. Now we build the pad stack. 3 layers, each with a job. Frequency rolls, not 3 similar synths. Create a pad group, and put 3 instruments inside. They all receive the same MIDI. Layer A is warm mid-pad. The body, use wavy-able, basic shapes, something gentle. Put a low-pass filter, 24 dB, and start the cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz up to maybe 1.5K. We'll automate later. Amp envelope, attack around 30 to 80 milliseconds so it's not clicky, and release between 1.5 and 4 seconds so it breathes. Processing. EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep slope. You do not want pad energy living in sub territory. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 1 to 4 dB. Tiny. This is density, not destruction. Then chorus ensemble, subtle, for width, without seasickness. Layer bead is air pad, wide top. Use operator. Yes, operator. It can do glassy, expensive pads with subtle FM. High pass harder than layer A, like 300 to 600 Hz. Because this layer is purely above the mix. Then utility for width, maybe 130 to 170%, but you're going to check mono later. Don't just assume width is free. Add reverb. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't blur the transient stuff. Decay 3 to 8 seconds, but keep it dark with high cut so you're not spraying brightness into your hats and snare. Layer C is texture or noise movement. This can be Wavedibles noise oscillator or simpler with vinyl, field recording, anything textured. Put auto pan on it. Rate half a bar or one bar. Amount 20 to 40%. You want motion, not dizziness. Then add auto filter with a super slow LFO. 4 to 16 bars. This layer is long-term evolution. The thing that makes your loop feel like it's going somewhere even if the chords are minimal. And here's the mindset. DNB pads should feel expensive and moving, but not loud. If your pads are loud enough to be the main event in the drop, you're going to fight your drums and bass all day. Now we convert harmony into rhythm. Stabs. Duplicate your pad MIDI clip to a new track called Stab, Core. Now shorten the chord notes aggressively. Think 1/16th to 1/8th notes, then leave gaps. The gaps are the groove. The silence is part of the hook. Write a syncopated rhythm that sits between the drums. A practical two-bar starting point is to put hits mostly on offbeats and between snares. If you're on a 16th grid in Ableton, try placing hits around 1.2, 1.4.3, 2.1.2, 2.3.4. Then adjust by ear. Now apply that groove pull swing to the stab clip. Start around 55 to 60 swing, and set timing maybe 40 to 70%. We want micro swing, not drunk swing. Quick teacher note, do a negative space check. Mute your drums for a second, and look at your stab rhythm. Now unmute drums and ask, where is the snare speaking? Typically you've got snare body around 180 to 250 Hz, and the crack and presence around 2 to 5k. Don't build your stab body to live exactly there, or you'll always feel like the snare and stabs are arguing. Now build the stab stack. 2 to 3 layers. Body, bite, and optional character. Stab layer 1. Body, the mid punch. Use Wavedible or analog. Amp envelope should be short. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 150 to 400 ms. Sustain near zero, release 50 to 150 ms. Filter with a low pass, cut off anywhere from 800 Hz to 4K, and yes, automate that later. Processing. Drum bus is great here. Drive around 5 to 20, but watch your output. Add a touch of crunch if needed. Usually keep boom off, because boom can mess with your low-end discipline. Then EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz, and if it competes with bass or snare, do a wide dip around 300 to 600. Stab layer 2. Attack or click. The transient. Load simpler with a tiny tick, rim, fully click, anything percussive. You can tune it subtly to your key, but even if it's more noise-based it can still work as a transient anchor. Process it with drum bus transient shaping and EQ it so it lives mostly in 2 to 10k, with the lows cut aggressively. Utility can keep it mostly mono so the transient hits consistently on big systems. Optional stab layer 3. Character, your signature. This is where you stop sounding like presets. Take layer 1, resample it to audio. Freeze and flatten works. Chop a single hit, put it into simpler one shot. Now add something like corpus for metallic resonance, frequency shifter for subtle movement, 5 to 30 Hz shift, and maybe a tiny bit of redux for grit. Blend it quietly. This layer should be felt more than heard, like it's giving the stab a record identity. Now we glue everything into one motif system using macro control. This is where advanced producers separate themselves. Fewer automations, more intention. On the motif group, add an audio effect rack and create macros. Macro 1. Tension. Map it to an auto filter cutoff on both pad bus and stab bus. Now you can open the whole motif like a camera aperture. Macro 2. Space. Map it to reverb send amount or reverb wet. Ideally on a return. This lets you pull space down in the drop and bring it back in breakdowns. Macro 3. Grit. Map to saturator drive, maybe on the stab bus or on the whole motif carefully. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width, but make sure at least one layer stays solid in mono. Macro 5. Stab bite. This could be an EQ tilt or presence boost around 2 to 5k or 6 to 10k depending where your snare sits. And here's a key coaching point. Decide what carries the identity. You only get one most complex element at a time. If your stab rhythm is super syncopated, keep pad harmony almost static. If your pad chords are super colorful, keep the stab rhythm more minimal. If the timbre is doing crazy resampled stuff, keep the note simple. Otherwise, everything is complex and nothing is clear. Now arrangement. Let's build a practical 64-bar skeleton. Intro, 16 bars. Pads are the main world building. Keep it darker. Filtered down. Add very sparse stab ghosts. like one every 2 to 4 bars. Slowly automate tension upward. And for DJ-friendly continuity, keep a ghost motif running. Even one filtered pulse per bar can make the intro feel like it belongs to the tune. Build, 16 bars. Bring the stab rhythm in more clearly, but still not full aggression. A great move here is to remove the warm mid-pad layer briefly so it feels like the floor drops out. Expectation goes up, and you didn't add anything. Also, speed up texture movements slightly. Not a huge change, just enough that the brain registers we're going somewhere. Drop 1, 16 bars. Stabs become the hook. Pads become support. High pass the pads higher in the drop, like 250 to 500 Hz, and reduce reverb decay or wet so you don't wash the drums. This is a common mistake. Long reverb in the drops mirrors snares and hats. Add call and response without changing chords. In bars 2 and 4, answer with a higher voicing on the stabs, maybe just lift the top note. Same harmony, different posture. Breakdown, 8 to 16 bars. Bring the pan theme back. Maybe change inversion or add a ninth for color. Let reverb tails exist again. Tease 1 or 2 stabs with lots of space. This is also where you can foreshadow drop 2. Introduce one element early, like a new transient click or the resampled character stab, but keep it subtle. Drop 2, 16 bars. Rule, same tune, bigger chapter. Keep the motif recognizable but evolve it. Options, shift the stab rhythm accents, swap which stab layer leads, or do slight reharmonization like keeping the same root but changing the color chord. Try motif orchestration as the development. Drop 1 might be led by stab body. Drop 2 might be led by the metallic resampled stab, while the pad top voice becomes more present. You didn't write new material, you changed who's speaking. Inside the drop, use an 8-bar energy ramp so it doesn't feel flat. Bars 1 to 4, fewer stabs, tighter filter, less reverb. Bars 5 to 8, and a couple ghost hits, open the filter slightly, widen the sides a touch. Then repeat with a different variation for bars 9 to 16. Now a few high-impact pro techniques. First, resampling checkpoints. Every time you like a stab phrase, print 4 to 8 bars to audio and keep writing. This is how you stop endlessly tweaking synth parameters and start composing like an editor. You can always go back, but you'll actually finish ideas. Second, mono compatibility as a compositional choice. Don't wait until mixing. Hit mono while writing. If your hook disappears, you may have written a width hook, not a musical hook. This audio version is shortened for playback.